FBI officials launched their Think Before You Post campaign at a Charlotte Mecklenburg school today. It's a national effort to inform the public about the consequences of posting fake threats against people and facilities. Here, the focus is on students. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Lisa Mangum, CMS's police chief, says when compared to previous years, the number of cases they investigated of students making threats against students, school officials, and school buildings has increased.
In most of these investigations that we conducted, they were not credible threats. However, we did make many charges, probably in every single case, and we will continue to do that.
Flanked by CMPD Chief Kerr Putney, chiefs from surrounding jurisdictions, and an FBI special agent, Mangum says whether real or a hoax, threats cause major disruptions in schools and unnecessary fear among students, staff, and parents. Chief Putney says a lot of the threats are being made by students on social media sites and text messages and emails. He says some are made out of anger against a schoolmate, a joke, or a prank to get out of school. But Putney says they take all of the threats seriously and will not hesitate to punish guilty parties.
We're going to investigate, we're going to charge, and through the district attorney, we're going to prosecute those found guilty of posting threats through social media.
FBI Special Agent Jason Kaplan says they will work closely with school officials in taking a tough stance on fake threats. He says would-be pranksters and others need to know that there are real consequences to posting threats.
Posting threats is not a joke. Threats, including hoax threats, made on social media or other internet platforms, can be considered federal crimes and are also state crimes. Many of them can result in up to 5 years in prison per instance of threat.
Kaplan says although most students arrested for hoax threats are remorseful, their actions will result in a criminal record that will most likely follow them the rest of their lives, which is why they ask students to think before you post. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.